97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Kamala Harris appears to have momentum. I think the polls say she does, but they also say she doesn't. I don't know. A slate of new polls has been rolling out over the last few days. The Morning Consult says Harris got a big bump from the debate, out to a 6-point lead, whereas the New York Times Siena College poll says she did not get a big bump. The race is tied, though that same poll says that while Trump and Harris are tied nationally, she's up 4 points in Pennsylvania, which is a key swing state that could decide the election. But there's bad news, too, because the Washington Post says she and Trump are tied in Pennsylvania, though another poll from Franklin and Marshall College came out today has Kamala up by 3 in Pennsylvania, whereas Emerson has her down by a point in Pennsylvania. In other words, none of these polls mean anything at all.
So there you have it. Jimmy Kimmel, spot on once again, really, really nailing it on the polls.
You always agree with Jimmy Kimmel. It's everything just, that Jimmy Kimmel says,
so
you're like,
right.
Well, there it is. That's gospel.
I completely agree, but also I will tell you that if Jimmy Kimmel is on the air telling people that polls don't matter, it's not good for Kamala.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what if the polls are good for Kamala, those would be Trump jokes.
He's citing a poll too. Just I'm sorry, I have to say this. He's citing a poll, and I think it was Morning Consult. I can't remember exactly which one that had Trump and Harris tied nationally, but Harris up 4 in Pennsylvania. That makes zero sense, even if you're in the poll.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, no matter which way you cut this thing. So. He is right in a sense that some of those polls that he cited are stupid.
Which ones? The ones you don't like?
The ones I don't like.
Yeah, yeah. See, there you go.
That's fair.
That's all I got to say about
that. That's what it is.
The power rankings are out at Fox News, and I don't love – I mean, it's funny to me that it's like if you say, oh, a Fox News poll, there's a whole 50% of the country who's like, it's Fox News poll. And then there's the other 50% where, 20% of them are like, it's a poll, Ryan, poll. It's like, hey, you can pick and choose and slice and dice however you want it. But the big thing to come out, and this is something that's not being talked about in many places at all. Everyone's talking about Trump and Harris. But the Senate – the Senate is a really big deal. And leading into this election, we knew that it would be a very favorable map for the Republican side. And right now, Fox News poll is saying that they're projecting a 51 Republican seat majority for Republicans, which would be quite something. The Democrats have had control since – they took control in 2020 because that's what Georgia was about.
Yeah. Yep, that's when they got it.
And I never want to miss the opportunity to remind people that the Georgia special election that took place where they had two Republican candidates who probably should have won that race, it went to that stupid runoff. Do you remember the date of the Georgia runoff where the majority of the Senate swung from Republican over to Democrat? I will remind you, it was January 5th of 2021, which occurred right before, my math indicates, January 6th of 2021, which I think is very indicative of how tensions were flying very high and people were feeling a certain type of way leading into that January 6th day. So the Fox News power rankings has Harris ticking up a bit and Senate Republicans taking charge. That's going to be an interesting thing. And I will tell you this. If Kamala Harris wins the presidency and the Senate is Republican, I breathe a sigh of relief. When we were walking into January 6th, which the reason January 6th is January 6th is because that's when the certification of the election was supposed to happen. That's when Congress would come together and certify the election. So January 6th was an important day before the podium guy and what was the shaman?
Oh, yeah, the January 6th shaman.
QAnon shaman
or
whatever
it was. That's right, a QAnon shaman.
I mean, like, these weird, weird political things happen on January 6th. We still have a lot of questions about it. People still accuse Donald Trump of being an insurrectionist, although he's never actually been charged of being an insurrectionist of in any way, shape, or form. And that is something that can be charged, and it hasn't been. The understanding that January 6th was the day that the election was supposed to be certified, where you stamp it and you say, it's official, it's done. There is a congressional constitutional way to go through the process of saying, I'd like to challenge this election. Because people decided to take over the Capitol, that never happened. So the actual stopping of the democratic process there actually occurred because people went into the Capitol and threw the whole thing into chaos. So we never got to the point where Congress went, no, we're certifying this election, Donald Trump, sit down. Or, no, we're really going to challenge this, which I still think would have likely resulted in Joe Biden is still the president. It would have been very nice if that process would have been able to fulfill itself so that we would have a conclusion to it. Instead, we had chaos and so on and so forth. But that Senate going Democrat made Joe Biden's presidency much more intimidating. I'm trying not to use charged language like frightening or scary, but still. The fact that the Democrats were going to have the Senate makes that Democrat presidency that much more powerful. Just like if you're a Republican, you want a Republican Congress. Of course you do. On January 5th, the Senate went Democrat, assuredly Democrat. And I think that people are forgetting right now that should Donald Trump win the presidency, his ability to get things done, to enact his plan, is greatly affected by the majority, of course, in the House of Representatives, but definitely the Senate. And I think that the Senate, it's a huge, this is why the Constitutional Founding Fathers are so brilliant. Because when everything is flaming so hot everywhere you go with Harris and Trump, when you find out that the Senate is going to probably go Republican, as somebody who knows that Kamala Harris could absolutely win this election, I calm down a little bit. Causes me to just take a little bit of a breath and go, okay, you know, separation of powers, the party that is going to be in power here isn't going to have a supermajority in any house or whatever, so it's going to slow the gears of government down so that they can't get in there on either side and go crazy making rules and regulations and laws about how you're going to run your life.
The Senate is even more important after comments from Kamala, it was yesterday, the day before, that said that she is going to eliminate the filibuster. She wants to put Roe versus Wade back in, but regardless of the reason that she would do it, you know, this is the party that wants to defend democracy, saying we're going to get rid of some of the institutions that have maintained that democracy. So having Republicans in the lead now, you know, going into the election of 2024, 51 is not a lot. 51 to 48 is what we're looking at.
It's better than 49.
Well, Ohio is still undetermined, so it could be 52-48. It could be 51-49. You know, I mean,
how well does Trump do in Ohio?
Yes.
That's how well the Senate likely do. Maybe not the case in Maryland, but Governor Hogan in Maryland could. That's Maryland, right?
Yeah.
He could potentially pull off something there.
Yeah, the Democrat candidate has gotten into some scandal with her taxes and taking improper tax breaks. So that has thrown kind of the Maryland race back into
a dead heat. Did she not pay her fair share?
No. Well, yeah, essentially. I mean, it was something to do with she took a tax break that was not like a homesteader tax break, I think is what they called it, that was not supposed to be for, you know, a townhome in the middle of her hometown.
Montana's Senate seat, Tester, who's the incumbent in Montana in the Senate, that race for Sheehy has now moved from a toss-up to a leans Republican, and in an AARP poll, which is just funny. Like, how come we don't have a poll? I mean, we do have a poll, but nobody cites it for anything.
Well, we have a poll every single day.
Well,
come on.
One day, when the Annie Fry Show poll, YouTube live chat poll, gets cited in a Fox News article, we will have made it.
Tomorrow's poll should just be Ohio.
Montana goes from Tester at 45% to Sheehy at 51%. That's now a leans Republican. They have, I think, what is it like? How many people are in Montana? It's like a million. They have like a million people. They've spent $120 million on this Senate campaign.
Man, you got to feel real important.
Think of the diapers that you could buy with $121 million. That's outrageous.
Wow.
Fox News reports sitting among the peaks that shape Montana's landscape is a mountain of cash. Somebody wrote that and paused and smiled. Just kind of took it in like, did you guys see what I did there?
Then they checked their bank account.
Yeah. And then they realized it doesn't have $121 million in it, like the Senate race does. They say over $121 million has been spent by the campaigns and outside groups so far, according to Open Secrets, with at least $100 million more in reserve spending. That's outrageous.
It's crazy.
Montana.
Your money's got to go pretty far, but that's so much that if you're a voter, you got to be just sick of it by now.
Right now, the House rankings, according to Fox News polls, 205 projected Democrat seats, 208 projected Republican seats, neither of which is a majority. You need 218. There are 22 toss-up seats. It'll be interesting to see how much money is spent in those 22 districts and how many people actually are covered by those 22 districts.
Yeah.
With the Senate, the toss-up Senate seats are Nevada and Ohio. Montana now leans Republican. Leaning Democrat, flipping Arizona. Oh, my gosh. Maryland, Michigan, Pennsylvania, which is another one that if Donald Trump goes and trounces in Pennsylvania, you could see, is it Moreno?
In Bernie Pennsylvania.
Moreno. You could see the Republican in Pennsylvania pull that off, Wisconsin as well. I do think that the Donald Trump coattails, in most cases, how well he does in these states is going to make a huge difference in the Senate. Maybe not in a place like Maryland, because Governor Hogan talks crap on Trump all the time. And Donald Trump has been like, that's fine, you can talk crap on me as long as that helps you win. In Maryland,
yeah,
he doesn't care.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows how to play the game. We'll talk a little bit more about these power rankings a little bit later in the show, but we got to hurry because Ryan Wiggins is elbowing me, telling me it's about to be his time in Wiggins America. What are we talking about today? I don't remember.
You know, I feel like we talk about the average man so much that I want to talk about privilege problems.
Average women?
No. Now, we talk about average women almost every day. I want to talk about privilege problems. Like if you're just too rich or you're too hot or you're too whatever.
Did you read about these things or do you just know?
Some of this is personal experience, but there are, you know, very, very brilliant writers discussing this right now. And I sort of want to peek behind the curtain a little bit if you're not one of those
What's
people.
Your source?
CNBC.
Oh, brilliant writers?
And New York Post also.
Okay.
You know, I got a few things.
No, that's all right. Those are actually legit.
Yeah, this isn't a random blog.
I'm not opposed to every once in a while pulling a top seven list off of a random blog that I find to be interesting conversation fodder. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about Ryan's averageness when we come back. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, that's what I heard.
We got to go to break, so you got to do whatever you need to do.
I'm going to tweet out here in the break the link to donate to Princess Storm's diaper drive. She has a $5,000 goal set, and we have $100 so far. So she started with $50 when we showed up. We've gotten $100 in. We've got diapers. The basket over here is up. Here comes some more diapers. Thank you.
We've been doing a show. We haven't been watching the basket.
No, there's a woman who came out, and she emptied a cart full of diapers into that basket. So come see us at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We're out here broadcasting live from noon to 3. Princess Storm is broadcasting at Hot 104.1 out in the same place after we're done. We need diapers, and if you can't make it out here, if you got $1 to spare, I will tweet out on X at Annie Fry Show. It's also in the description of today's YouTube live broadcast where you can donate. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America when we come back.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Get more at 971talk.com.